The tensions President Bush referred to between India and Pakistan are unlikely to be lessened by Pakistan's testing of its new short-range missile today. Like the missile in yesterday's test, this missile can carry both conventional and nuclear warheads. And criticism from world leaders, including Mr. Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin, hasn't deterred Pakistan's leaders. Joining us now from Islamabad, Pakistan, is NPR's Guy Raz. Guy, how serious are these tests?
Well, Jackie, they're very serious because they're occurring against a backdrop of heightened tension in the Kashmir region. Both India and Pakistan have gone to war three times since 1947 and twice over Kashmir. The difference now is that weapons capable of carrying nuclear warheads have entered the equation.
Tell us more about the missile tested today.
Well, Pakistan tested two pretty effective homegrown missiles in the past 2 days. On Saturday, they tested the Gowri. It has a capability to reach any major urban center in India, according to Pakistani officials. The other missile that was tested today is called the HATF-3. It's a short-range missile, and it's capable of reaching the disputed border area in Kashmir, which is just northeast of Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. Now, Pakistan says it will continue the missile test through at least Tuesday. There's a fear among the defense analysts in the region here that if there's some type of major conventional confrontation, Pakistan could revert to exercising that nuclear option because, of course, India has a far more powerful conventional army than Pakistan.
Guy, is there any other interpretation of Pakistan's testing these missiles now other than the fact that it shows that it does have military might?
Well, the government's saying that the tests don't have anything to do with the ongoing border clashes in Kashmir. But, of course, India has massed hundreds of thousands of troops in that disputed state over the past several months. India says it's in response to what they call cross-border terrorism sponsored by Pakistan. India has been blaming Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf for not doing enough to rein in the militant separatists. Musharraf told the Washington Post in an interview yesterday that his government has been doing as much as it can. But, of course, he admits that the government does support the separatists politically, not militarily.
International leaders have been calling for restraint urgently. Are these calls having any effect whatsoever in Pakistan?
Well, they're having mixed results. Russian President Vladimir Putin, he invited Pakistani President Musharraf and Indian Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee to meet at a regional conference in Kazakhstan next month. Pakistan's welcoming the idea. India's rather cool to it. At the same time, there's tremendous support for the tests in Pakistan. You can't find an editorial page today that condemns President Musharraf's government. The News on Sunday wrote in its editorial that, quote, "The tests will go a long way in intimidating a neighbor fueled by arrogance and Hindu chauvinism." But in the end, both President Musharraf and Prime Minister Vajpayee will almost have to meet at the negotiating table. There's immense international pressure on both leaders to de-escalate.
NPR's Guy Raz in Islamabad, Pakistan. Guy, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jackie.